Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Get yourself oriented here. Put your hands in the 10 and 2 position. Make sure your seatbelt is on because this is going to be quite the hour. Quite the hour. With us is our own Chris Street. We're going to be bringing him in a minute. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow, Matthew Whitaker, the former Attorney General, who was between sessions and Bill Barr, will be our guest at the 7 o'clock hour. And then on Friday at 7 o'clock, in the 7 o'clock hour, 10 o'clock Eastern time, will be Pete Hegseth. He'll be with us to talk about his new. Both of them have new books out, incredible books. And so they're going to be with us. We're going to be talking a little bit about New California with each of them. Shocking. Shocking. This New California movement, boy, is it getting legs or what? You know, I like to think that it's like a two-legged animal, you know, but maybe it's four, maybe it's a six, maybe it's like a centipede. I don't know, but I do know one thing, that the worms are squirming in Sacramento right now for good reason. And it's sort of a historic told-you-so comeback kid type of situation. Back over 25 years ago, there was something called the Orange County bankruptcy. Shocking. And guess what? We're back at it again. Now it's a state-level Orange County bankruptcy. And now to tell you, I told you so 25 years ago, is the very person that I told you so moment had in 1995 and 96. And that's our own Chris Street. And Chris, are you shocked by this emergency meeting they had yesterday in the assembly? The last time they did this, they had it in 1995, oddly enough.
Right.
Right, Paul. The last time that this happened was after Orange County filed for bankruptcy in 1994. Actually, it was December 5th, 1994.
Right.
And the legislature at first, it's sort of like you saw the lightning, but you couldn't hear the thunder roll. And it took until January till they actually realized that it wasn't Orange County that was just filing bankruptcy. It was the way they were doing business that it, that was being showed to be bankrupt. And in fact, Orange County just was the premier architect of implementing the opportunity to drastically leverage up payroll accounts through borrowing and investing in long-term bonds. And that all was great until interest rates went up and crash O. So, Bob Citron for 13 years gave Republican supervisors the opportunity to spend about $180 million extra each year. Now, given that in perspective, the total discretionary spending by the County of Orange, that they could use for what are called Christmas tree ornaments, these are things they do for their friends, was about $160 million. So that $180 million of excess earnings for 13 years doubled the supervisors' discretionary spending. And, of course, everybody was following the Orange County example. And if it's if conservative Orange County thinks it's okay to do it, why can't we? And so the bankruptcy hit, and all of these other counties who were less aggressive suffered real problems, but they didn't have to file for bankruptcy. Orange County, on the other hand, took at one point, they were down close to $7 billion. $1 billion may be less today than it was back in 1995. But in California, they're estimating $54 billion in the budget next year. And to give you kind of a perspective on that, normally Sacramento tends to be optimistic in their projections. And, these things tend to end up worse than they thought they were. So there was a meeting, what's called a, I believe it's called a whole of government meeting, a committee of the whole, which met yesterday and pounded away at how unfair cutting anything was. And Newsom has outlined a budget with 10% across the board cuts. And more importantly, he has said that he will get back funded from the federal government, I think through what's called the HEROES Act. That's and they're talking about a problem now that's not just 1 year, Paul, not just the year we're in, which ends June 30th, or the next year, which starts July 1. They're talking a multi-year problem, and that is then getting more realistic because these problems are spectacular in size, and Democrats, what keeps them in office is their ability to spend spectacular in size.
And now, to paraphrase what I put down in the article, the worms are squirming.
Right.
So the worms are squirming. And let's cover some of these numbers. I find it interesting that I was proposing before the election, the primary election, that they were seeking a total net $54 billion from the propositions that they were going to put up. I think they had one up, another one was going up. And then suddenly they lose the propositions. They lose. And, of course, that's the $54 billion I think they're looking at, quite frankly, right now. But there's another number because that's the number that I think it's the $54 billion plus everything else. And you came up with the number of $85 billion. 3 weeks ago, and on our New California Wednesday public phone call. And then the very next day, the legislative analyst called it out, and we talked about this, called it out at $85 billion. It's exactly what you were talking about, what it was going to be. You're actually talking about this as earlier. We talked about it off air and on air, and then it came up in that conversation, and lo and behold, they come out with the very next day with that number. But there's also a higher – there's other things that are adding on to that number besides the $85 billion that you're claiming and the 54 they're claiming. What is about that real number right now, and how where's it going to go from here? Go up, go down, sideways? I mean, that's just an enormous number. You know, $1 billion is enormous.
Let's make it clear that this is after receiving $28.8 billion from the federal government in, you know, stabilization for the coronavirus through FEMA, through other kinds of natural disaster issues.
So they already got that.
And this does not count the $10 billion that the state of California just borrowed for unemployment, because unemployment is, you could always borrow from the federal government and pay it back. In the 2009-2010 recession, California and almost every state in the country borrowed money from the federal government on the unemployment pool, but all but five states repaid it in 1 year, and four states repaid it by 2013. It was only California that took till 2018, Paul, you know, 8 to 9 years to pay it back, and now they're back borrowing. So we're really talking, after $38.8 billion of federal funding, we're now talking about probably an $18 billion budget, between $18 and $31 billion budget deficit this year, ending on June 30th, and another $54 billion starting next year. Now, these budget deficits, I'm not going to say they're unrealistic. They're just based on assumptions, right? And that assumption is that you can get everybody, including teachers, to take a 10% across the board salary cut. And the problem with that is that when you cut people's salary, you change their pension benefits. And so you usually generate a lot of retirements when you do that, because why would people continue to work and retire for less? And so you create a big call on the pension plan, which invariably means that the credit people take a look at it, and they will require you to make about another $6 to $8 billion contribution per year to that pension plan. And you know, Wall Street's just as kind. You know, they like to loan money to people who don't need it. So they're going to say, kind of like Illinois, where interest rates are about 1%, and then they tried to borrow $1.2 billion, and they end up paying 5.4%. So for California, given that they're going to borrow, and Paul, they borrow every year. This is not just an organization that, you know, is going to have a cash shortfall this year. Last year, they end up borrowing about $27, $28 billion on July 1. So they'd have to borrow, my back of the envelope is somewhere around $45 billion on July 1. And in this analysis, they're assuming they get the same kind of interest rates they were borrowing before the problem. That seems highly unrealistic. So when you add in that, you know, $6 to $8 billion for the pension, they're going to have to, you know, for the retirements, and you add in that, you know, $6 to $8 billion for borrowing cost, you're at another $16 billion. I mean, does it really matter, Paul? Yeah, these numbers are just so large that, you know, it's unrealistic that they could cut their way there. If they cut all of the wages for all of the workers and all of the teachers, they'd only be short $50 billion. Now, $50 billion is 50000000000. That's just incredible. Now, you can raise taxes on people, but that's what California's already done, and they've driven out those high-income people, you know, the ones that actually pay taxes.
Sure.
They've gone to places like Oregon or Nevada, and, you know, they can come visit, you know, their house for what – I think it's you have to be out of the state 189 days of the year. So, you know, they just travel and do what they do 189 days of the year. So this is these numbers are Orange County. Orange County, of course, came around and they had this little problem, and they first said it was just a little problem. And Paul and I were saying it's not just a little problem. It's a meteor strike. You know, it's an extinction event. And that's really what you're talking about here is an extinction event. And, Paul, it could get worse. And normally these things get worse because you either have – you either raise taxes and drive more people out and collect less money and drive more business out, or you have some kind of, you know, second risk of coronavirus. Remember, it's the handling of this coronavirus panic that has created this massive amount of extinction event. Now, you know, does Newsom have the ability to, you know, assign each of the counties the responsibility to manage their own affairs? Absolutely not. He told surfers in Newport Beach that they couldn't surf because of the risk of spreading coronavirus.
Shocking.
I mean, think about it. I mean, there are not that many people out there. I mean, if you're a surfer, and I have been a surfer before, but if you're a surfer, you complain about, you know, the crowding out there.
It's
but
too crowded out. You can't get your wave.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that there's usually far more than, you know, 6 feet apart. The joke of it all is that progressives have managed themselves into a social justice wonderland, and now they are meeting with masks on for an extinction event. This really is their extinction event.
Yeah, that is so well said. And, you know, it's interesting. it says this is a statement by this person, Dana, who works in the state Senate or the state Capitol. I don't know if I know Dana because I talked to a lot of people down there. It says, I've never seen anything be fast tracked so fast, said Dana, who works at the state Capitol. It's all a giant rush to not only bring about bills, but also set up this budget. Now, so here you have this, they've never seen such a rush. And of course, Chris, they've got an 11-month legislature, right? But they've been shorted because 2 months have been cut out of this year's legislative cycle because of the coronavirus. So now they're short. Never seen anything like it, you know.
Well, Paul, remember that if you're a taxpayer in California, every time they meet, they spend more money. They've never manage a budget. You know, like everybody here, you know, you got to figure at the end of the month, you know, we're eating a little more pasta than we did before because, you know, things get tight. That's not the way this – That's not the way this group of people have. You know,
no, heck no.
The more they meet, the more they convince each other they need to spend money, and it's gone.
Yeah.
It's a South Park thing. You know, you invest your money, and it's gone. So, I mean, who knows how this thing's going to play out? These are not these. No one here actually has much business savvy. I mean, they might have worked for somebody once, although
they might have had a job.
They've never worked for anybody. Barack Obama, it's not clear Barack Obama ever had a job, you know, but other than working, I guess his first job was working in the, you know, the state legislature for Illinois. And that was just about spending money, too. But, you know, we're also talking here with these numbers that are being put up. Assumes, and that's the big assumes, you know, that Paul, that assumes, you know, that they will make that the state will make deferred payments to schools, and that assumes that the school which has the justification under the Constitution to be paid a percentage of the budget will accept being deferred. So not only are they talking a $54 billion deficit plus another $18 to $31 billion this year, they're talking about deferring. You know, deferring is sort of like your boss says, well, I'm just going to short check you this month and, you know, don't get excited about it. I'll pay you back maybe 5 years from now. You know, if the schools sue, they could push that issue. So this is a $54 billion deficit next year, $18 to $31 billion shortfall this year. This is the positive case. You know, they usually have the optimistic case, you know, the expected case, and the pessimistic case. This is the optimistic budget.
Hey, listen, I want to play this little clip from South Park, and it's gone. I'm going to cue it up here, so we got to This is from South Park. Here we go.
Oh, new kid over here. See? He's right here. Thanks for coming, new kid.
All right, so this is the person you wish to have co-signed for you?
Oh, that's correct. I hired a bunch of minions to help me destroy the town. But my plan didn't actually come to fruition, so I'm unable to pay the minions at this time.
All right, well, what we can do is set up an LLC for you, which we can use to fund a money market account co-signed by your friend here, whose house we can put a lien on to an overseas investment, and it's gone!
What's gone?
Your friend's house. It's gone. Owned by a company in Hong Kong now. Thank you. Have a nice day.
And it...
But I just needed to pay my minions. I didn't mean to get my friend's house taken away.
Yeah, you're not too good at this economic stuff, huh? Perhaps your friend should play.
Yeah, you play, new kid.
Round and round she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows. All right, kid, try your luck.
I'm gonna spin.
Round she goes. Where she stops, only a random number generator knows.
Well, Paul, the real issue here is that...
Hang on. We got market manipulation going on.
No whammies, no whammies.
Soybean futures. Agile investing bonus. Triple value on the next spot you land on.
Oh, here it goes. What's going to happen?
Oh, we struck gold. Gold for cash bonus turns bankruptcy spots to gold.
Oh, God, I can't look.
Soybean futures.
Wow.
Oh, here it goes. What's going to happen?
And you've done it.
Woo!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. These children just got a loan for over $80,000 to pay immigrant workers their salaries. You can be a winner, too. Just keep on trying, people. Here's your check, kid.
Gee whiz, thanks a lot, new kid. You're really good at this. Well, come on, we gotta get this to my mini.
All right, step up, everyone.
Anyway, and it's gone, Chris.
So, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, winner, winner, chicken dinner. And it's gone. It's gone. Absolutely, it is gone. Aren't you shocked that it's gone? So anyway, getting back to the whole thing about what's going on with the California State Legislature and their budget woes, this brings up a lot of problems for certainly. We thought, hey, Gavin Newsom was the guy running for president after all, right?
Well, that's right. You know, Gavin Newsom actually was polling as the strongest leader of a governor in the United States, much better than New York and others. And, you know, I guess people in the Midwest that they poll, and I don't know where they get these polls from, somehow thought that if I can't go to the beach, well, Californians shouldn't go to the beach either. So, you know, shutting down the beach was a sign of management. That's probably okay if you're in Sacramento, but, you know, these things have real consequences. You know, people have to do this thing, you know, called eat, pay rent, make payments on their cars. You know, this gets tricky quick. And even the Trump stabilization money, you know, that's 4 months. And for most people, that's going to be out, you know, March, April, May, June. That's going to be out late June, early July. So we are talking winner, winner, chicken dinner for not so many people.
Yeah. Listen, we got a break coming up, and we'll get through these commercials. We're going to come back. We're talking to Chris Street about what's going on right now with not the Orange County bankruptcy, but with the state of California bankruptcy, which is something that a lot of people have been wondering whether or not this is actually going to happen. And clearly it's going to happen. They're bankrupt right now. They're just finding out they're bankrupt right now, especially after yesterday's special meeting of the whole. Well, it's a meeting of the whole, you know, assembly in the Senate, in their budget committees, all these things. The meeting of the whole, so they can find out answers about how deep that hole really is. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about the big conundrum in the state of California. And, for all of you and the other 49 states that are out there listening to this broadcast, we welcome you, of course. And we're not being California-centric. We're being nationalistic. We're being nationalist, actually. Because remember, what happens in California could happen to you, right? And I've been talking about the Californication process for a long time. And this is not the road you want to go down. Right now, we have a whole bunch of worms squirming in the California State Legislature wanting to know how bad are the cuts going to be. And we're explaining it here. We've got Chris Street. They actually had a meeting. They actually had a meeting that was the first such meeting that's been called since 1995, which was, of course, as a result of the shocking Orange County bankruptcy. And, of course, Chris and I were pretty well involved in telling people about the corruption going on with the Orange County bankruptcy back then, much to the anger and disdain of many in Orange County and around the nation. But we're here. We're back. Here we are again with the state bankruptcy, which is really what this is. States cannot go bankrupt And, of course, this is something they've been projecting this. The predictions are absolutely spot on. Chris has been absolutely spot on in his projections. And now here it is, when they have to call this special meeting for themselves. And what happened yesterday is they got all gowned up in their little masks and everything. They all met as a committee of the whole. And very mixed mixed reactions. One of the things that strikes me, Chris, as I look at this and look at some of the responses of these people, is they just don't know what the hell to do.
Well, you use the term conundrum. This has moved from conundrum to nundrum. There is nothing they can do other than slit their throats. If you're a progressive social, you know, social welfare, social wonderland person, you just can't believe that it's gone. And to give you a sense of, you know, how desperate they are, they're going to cut $8.1 billion from education, but they're going to also not pay $7.1 billion. So, you know, even though the teachers are going to take a 10% pay cut and they're going to lose $8 billion, you know, the legislature is showing you where their priorities are. They're just going to short check them another $7.1 billion. Now, it is unclear how short the state of California is when it comes to following the Constitution and paying, you know, the mandatory percentage for schools. We believe it is somewhere around $20 billion already. So, you know, we're just piling on. And more importantly, Paul, it's coming all at one shot. There was no preparation for this. I got involved in the New California movement not until 2018 October, because I didn't see how the state would, you know, have an event of collapse. I never thought that, you know, you could beat fraudulent voting and vote back in a sort of conservative treatment. So it just was a matter of timing. And in October 2018, I told a large gathering for Paul's New California movement that big orange thing in the sky up there is Meteor, and it is now definable in size and scope and temperature, that it is going to hit California in a reasonable period of time. And at that time, I said this thing will either collapse by October of 2020 or 2021. And I said, it's 2 years and you need to start thinking about moving into governance. Not only is this thing going to happen, not only is it going to be an extinction event for the social justice wonderland people, it's going to put you in an opportunity to form your own state and be your own responsible party. But being that responsible party means you have to start working. You have to prepare and understand the responsibilities you're taking on. And you know, I was very impressed that over the last year and a half, people have risen to that challenge. You know, we now have a full set of in exile, I guess, senators and state legislators, and we are prepared for this kind of extinction event. The coronavirus isn't why we're having the extinction event. It just assured that it would happen earlier instead of later.
You know, it was really interesting last night. We had a town hall in one of the Santa Barbara County town hall. And I've been asked this question before, but it was they've been doing really, really good on their town halls, and they've been really, really having some great rallies down there in Santa Barbara and that whole area in the coast area. And one of the people that's with New California was talking about, well, you know, what's going to happen, you know, when they call on us to govern? Does that mean I have to govern? And my response was, well, you just can't be out here protesting all the time. At some point in time, it's actually going to happen where we're going to be chose to govern something. So, yeah, if you take the position, you got to be able to govern, you know. And this, I mean, it's just, it's wonderful to see people stepping up as John Q. Public. And I said to the person, I said, look, if you think I have any doubts about how you can lead and what you're going to do, I said, I don't have any doubts at all, because I know I would rather take you. You're honest, you're straightforward, you tell it like it is. I'd rather take you any day over the people that are in the California legislature today, at any time. I wouldn't trade you in for anything else. And that's the kind of stuff we're starting to see, because, as you said, we've got to move now to a model, looking forward to a model where we're governing. Real governance. So New California will, in fact, we're rising. We're absolutely rising. And when the time comes for us to step in to do the things we need to do, and in preparation of that, so a lot of people don't understand that we have actually passed resolutions that would put us in position to select a restored government of California. That would be up to the president and what the president might want to have happen for California, because California cannot get up and meet the financial challenges. Now, there may be some desperate attempts by the governor in the waning days of this whole activity, the waning several months. And I want to kind of set the predicate here that what we have is we've got this October to go through, and there's going to be deficiencies. Next October, as Chris has pointed out, is going to be a bigger consequence for the state of California. And, Chris, it's sort of like a double clutch, isn't it? You get the hit this year, and then all of a sudden you get down the road and you hit it again. There's going to be a bigger deficit in the next year, next October.
Well, let me give you the dates you want to watch, okay? On July 1st, California needs to borrow short-term money. I love that term, short-term money based on their expected tax collections. So, you know, last year they borrowed something around $28 billion. And once again, this is babillions. And that was to take them to December 10th when the property tax revenue hit. So, you know, once again, the state of California on July 1st literally is already out of money. They don't have money to finance themselves, you know, until their taxes come in like a regular business. You know, they don't have working capital internally. It's all borrowed externally. So their problem last year was 28. A reasonable number would be somewhere between 43 and 48 billion. So I say 45. So they're going to have to find somebody who's willing to write them a check for 45 billion. Failing to pay that back, and the difference between a bankruptcy of a company and a bankruptcy of a state or a local government is you can't mortgage City Hall. What that means is you can't give assets to the banks, you know, to encourage them to loan. You've got to do it basically as an unsecured borrower. That's tricky to start with. So I assume that at some point California would have a big fight with its banks. And the banks would say no, and then they'd say no, and then they'd say damn no. And California would have to pay a lot higher interest rates at first, and that's probably what's going to happen on July 1. They're going to start. You're going to see that they're paying sky-high interest rates. That's going to set off a chain reaction, and that chain reaction means that you're also going to have the pension people, you know, those credit rating agencies come in. They'll look at the pension plan, which under the state's assumption is about $130 billion problem. You know, under Stanford's pension foundation, which, you know, looks at all the states, they say it's closer to $430 to $480 billion.
Big discrepancy, so, I might add.
Yeah, you know, 300%. What is that in business, right? You know, so all of a sudden you're going to have credit problems, and California needs to get to December 10th. In Orange County, Paul, they got to December 5th. They're only 5 days short. But, you know, at some point, all of the lenders panicked. It only takes one lender to panic. And, you know, in a banking group, because these things are done as a group, you never want to be the last guy out, because there's no money for that dude. And, you know, the banks tend to rush to the door, and for good reason. So, you know, 2 years ago, I said it would either be this October 2020 or the next October 2021. All of those problems, all of that trend which has been built up for 20 years, is in place. Now it's being leveraged by the coronavirus and further leveraged by the policies of Gavin Newsom, who thought that he would get better ratings nationally if he shut down the state.
Right.
He was successful. He was a successful politician. He got great ratings. He just made the problem $50 billion larger.
Oh, $54 billion, I think is the number.
Well, I'm applying the $85 billion. The $85 billion. So you would have had a $30 billion problem. Now you have an $85 billion problem. What's it going to be the year after next year? Is this all going to come back, or is this policies which have strangled business and encouraged people to move across the border and take their – their income across the border, so he can't tax them at the 13% rate versus about 2%, 3% in the rest of the country. That's a major issue.
Now, it shouldn't be any surprise, and we've said this all along, and have been saying it all along with California's progressive taxes and everything else, that as you tax and tax and tax and tax and tax and continue to raise the taxes and tax and tax, then you get fees, and then you get a larger bureaucracy, and you get more fees and more taxes. It shouldn't be a surprise that businesses, the very things that you need to give you taxes, pick up and leave, which is exactly what's happened. They've exacerbated over the 30 years this problem of overtaxation, and now people leave. And again, they're still fleeing right now. As we know, we get it for New California. We're telling people, don't stay, stand your ground. But many of these businesses can't hang on much longer. Even Elon Musk was pontificating about this. We actually went down and had a rally, say, don't leave New California. We're going to make you part of New California. Don't leave. Keep those jobs here. But that's a lot of money for Musk, because he's the billions that he's got invested here. Even to hang on one or two more years is a lot of money that is really going to go out the window. But it shouldn't be a surprise, Chris, that we're at this point based just upon the sheer design of their economic system in California.
Well, that's exactly right. The problem California has is California. It's not the coronavirus. It's not the United States of America. It's California. And if you somehow think that they have this belief, and Barack Obama was famous for it, he said, you didn't build that company. That wasn't that. You didn't build that. You got a free ride by the roads that the United States built, by the tax system the United States has, by the military defense spending. I think everybody who's got a business would agree, but it wasn't 100% of the business. In Barack Obama's mind, you were just, you would be a natural guy to step up. It's not that you had any creative, that you had some creativity, or that you were, producing some kind of superior product or service. It was really that you were just, in the drafting off the wind of progressives that had built this wonderful country and tax system and roads and blah, blah, blah. The truth is that progressives don't build anything. They spend things. At the end of the day, you end up with bad infrastructure. Oroville Dam literally almost failed. It would have been 12 feet of water in downtown Sacramento. And 200,000 people, including, every man, woman, and child, better be a damn good swimmer, because the force of that stream coming down would immediately be somewhere around 48 miles an hour. Now imagine swimming in the middle of a freeway against the tide.
Or just a two-lane highway.
I'm just saying that, you can't get out of it. I mean, you're in the middle of a big freeway. You can't get out of it. You can't swim sideways to get out of it. It's not like a riptide. It all goes down that way. Matter of fact, you got to stay in the middle, because you get out the side, you're going to hit the rocks. So, this thing came very close to failing. Did they rebuild the dam? No, they tried to patch it. They spent maybe $2
billion. $2 billion,
yep. Yeah, and the federal government paid about $493 million. And then they came back and said, no. This is not going to work. Everybody says it's not going to work. This is a patch. You'll just want us to come back, next time there's a big rain structure. you know, God knows what's going to happen to the people down there. I think you live in the pathway of that floodplain, right, Paul?
Yep, 24 feet above me would be water, the water level.
Well, you're just a rounding error, you know?
Right.
In a social justice wonderland, you know, people have to make sacrifices. Not the progressives. They'd rather have the conservatives make the sacrifices.
Yeah, might as well be me, right?
They, you know, that there's a little... You're retrograde troglobite. You know, you're not gonna buy into their story because you're not willing to take their money.
Well, you know, it's I was offended by that comment. I'm a big retrograde troglodyte.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so gotta get it right.
You're not a common com. That's right. So you should be. You'd be amazed at the number of people at Wall Street that think you're interesting.
That's right. I bet
let's face it, you know, the social justice wonderland is about spending money, and every accountant, lawyer, you know, investment banker and all that have enjoyed California spending money, but they would really like to have two Californias. So they had one that was conservative, one that's, you know, that's the progressive. That'd be fine. They want to sell us services. And, you know, New California, we're actually interested in buying services, you know. But you tell an accountant, I want conservative accounting, they'll give you conservative accounting. You say, I want social justice wonderland accounting, they'll give you social justice wonderland accounting. You know, it's really the leadership that sets the model. And California used to have factories all up the 99 freeway. You know, about every 4 or 5 miles would be a big box. And all of these, you know, farmers it was really more of a lifestyle than it was a corporate business. You know, you can make a nice living as a farmer if you have a job on the side that makes sure in the bad times, you know, you can feed your family. And you know, you don't have to sell your seed corn. And all of those factories went away because people in San Francisco and Los Angeles, they don't value anything but Los Angeles and San Francisco and Sacramento. They actually think, you know, it's the hicks from the sticks out there. Although they get their food and it really provides all the productive, economy, you know, they really dislike you because you're not playing the game like they are. They think you're foolish. And of course, you know, they've got away with it for a while because of all the productive nature of California. I mean, you've taken so much water away from the Central Valley that, you know, farming is now slowing down. Whereas before, the social justice wonderland people could always be confident there'd be more production, there'd be more taxes, you know, and the infrastructure is failing, like the Oroville Dam. And, you know, the social justice wonderland people, including Jerry Brown, you know, they saved California from having to make changes in 2010 by cutting about $13 billion of infrastructure. You know, but the problem with cutting infrastructure is at some point you kill people. And that's, you know, this extinction event that's going on right now, underneath it is 20, 30 years of irresponsibility that New California is happy to fix. We know how to do it. We have the people that want to work. We're ready to govern. And as this crisis hits, they'll run to the federal government, and the other 49 states are going to laugh at them. Who wants to bankrupt themselves bailing out California? And then they'll, like, panic and shake, and then they'll have to go to reality, because when all else fails, they don't value New California. You know, the 20 million people in California that don't want to be part of the social justice wonderland, you know, they call us a burden. We'd like to go and relieve the burden.
That's right. We're no problem issuing a relief of burdens, burden
and Paul, from California. One of the things that you're, you know, if you haven't joined New California, I strongly suggest that you go on the website, you know, and get involved. And this is going to be a wonderful opportunity for you, for your family, for your kids and grandkids, if you have them. This is just going to be a great, you know, new start. We will be the fastest growing state in the country. You know, we will sail past Texas because California has that kind of geology and geography to be wildly successful. But you've got to govern.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand necessarily that, but it's absolutely true. The re-governance of New California and the whole design that we have will be, you know, obviously a lot different. Constitution will set the tone for New California, which we're in the process of starting to get the startup going on that. So that's kind of critical. We also have the financial plan that's assembling right now as we speak. And, you know, we'll be ready. There's no doubt. Of course, it could be advanced another month. You know, I get these signals that New California may happen sooner than later. And every time I hear that, it's like, wow, it's another month. You know, sooner than later started, you know, months ago. But then all of a sudden, I think that the comments leading up to our compression of time have been really a savings of about 9 months total in the process. And that we are far advanced in the process of becoming a state. There's no question about that. We've had 6 constitutional conventions. We declared independence. We've established a bicameral legislature. We got 23 resolutions completed, with all of them going to the president's desk. You know, we're able to govern at this time. But, you know, we'll get better. It looks to some people a little bit hokey right now. But, you know, this is how it all started. And I'll tell you, Chris, I would not change anybody out in New California for anybody in Sacramento. There's a few, as I was breaking it down the first hour, I think you really, if you take a look at the number of people that are in the assembly, first of all, there's 80 people in the assembly, 19 are Republican, the rest are Democrats. If you look at the Senate, you've got 40, 11 are Republican, the rest are Democrats. It's a majority. It's been a majority Democrat since, shockingly, Chris, 1995, when the next election was in the Orange County bankruptcy era. That was the last time there was a Republican majority. And
the Republicans deserved it, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, Chris, we're running out of time, so why don't you tell us how we can get a hold of you and what you're doing?
Well, I write for the Epoch Times, and I write for American Thinker. I'll be writing today on an interesting thing that Brexit. People keep saying Brexit's not going to happen, the UK leaving the EU. Well, yesterday, one of the biggest contention is fishing rights. The EU gave up on trying to force Britain to share all of its fishing rights, and now is moving to cut a deal. So all of these things are happening. If Brexit can, if the UK can move out of the European Union, why can't New California move out of California?
And it's going to happen. Anyway, Chris, thanks a lot for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close it out now for Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.